Today I'd like to look at, or start to look at, tarbiyat al-awlad, the education of children. And for a beginning today, an introduction, I'm just going to look at an overview. And then inshallah, over the next few weeks, we will look at each stage of a child's life. One of the best places to refer to in the Quran is Surah Al-Luqman, where we see how Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam admonishes his son, how he talks to his son, how he teaches his son. Valuable pieces of advice. Ayah 13, it says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa idh qala Luqmanu li-ibnihi, and when Luqman said to his son, wa huwa yu'idhuhu, and when he was admonishing him, he said, Ya bunayya, O my son, la tushrik billah, do not associate anything with Allah, inna shirqa la dhulmun azeem, indeed, association with Allah, polytheism, is a grievous thing. Then he tells his son, Ya bunayya, this is Ayah 16, إِنَّهَا إِنْ تَقُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ فَتَقُمْ مِّنْ صَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَعْتِ بِهَا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. Surely if it is the very weight of the grain of a mustard seed, even though it is in the heart of a rock, or high above in the heaven, or deep down in the earth, Allah will bring it to light. Surely Allah is the knower of subtleties, and He is aware. So he's making his son aware of the fact that he is responsible for his actions, that all the consequences of his actions are his responsibility, and he cannot hide them, he cannot sweep them under the carpet. They will not go away, they will remain until he deals with them. A major step when we're trying to teach our children, and it starts off with oneself, when one acts in a way where we are responsible for the consequences of our actions, the children will follow. Then he tells his son, Ya bunayya, O my son, أقم الصلاة, establish salah, وأمر بالمعروف, and enjoin good, وانهى عن المنكر, and forbid evil. وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ, and bear patiently with that which befalls you. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ, surely these acts require courage. So he talks to his son about establishing salah in his life. And again, that only happens if the parents establish salah. He talks about how he is to share his righteousness. When he sees something wrong, he's to avoid it. He's also to admonish people in the nicest of ways to tell them that they're doing wrong. And he also tells him to have sabr. Various aspects we've looked at before. But this is what Luqman sees is important for his son to be able to reach his full potential. And he tells his son it's not easy. He says, إِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. These things require a lot of courage. They're very, very difficult. He tells his son, وَلَا تُسَعِرْ خَدَّقَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرْعَى. Do not turn your face away from people in contempt. Or not go about in the land boasting too much. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَحِبَّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Allah does not love any self-conceited boaster. So he's telling his son about attitude. Then he tells his son, وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشْرِقَ وَقْضُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ. Pursue the right course in your going about. Lower your voice. He teaches his son about disciplined talking. Because he says, إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ. Surely the most hateful of voices is the braying of donkeys. We will go in each of these aspects, but the education of a child begins at birth. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever has a newborn child should say the adhan in his right ear and the iqama in his left, for education begins at birth, and this provides protection against the shaitan. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, and this is quoted from his companions, Abdullah ibn Fadla, who says, Imam said, when a child becomes 3 years old, tell him to recite La ilaha illallah 7 times. Leave him then until he is 3 years and 7 months old. Then tell him to recite Sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Then leave him until he is 5. And then you should say, which is your right hand and which is your left? If he knows them, then turn his face to Qibla and tell him to do sajda. Then leave him till he is 7. Then teach him how to wash his face and hands. Tell him to recite salah. Then when he reaches the age of 9, teach him wudu. If he learns wudu and the salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his parents, inshallah. Look at the stage-by-stage working that Imam talks about and how to instill into a child the love of Allah. There is no coercion. It is done very, very slowly. And it's done in such a beautiful way. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, leave your child to play for 7 years. Teach him how to behave for 7 years. Keep him with you for 7 years so that he may prosper. If he doesn't, then it is very difficult to change that child. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned this. Now when he says play for 7 years, in the first 7 years, it's teach through prep to playing. The next 7 years is teach through instructions. And the final 7 years is teach through example. It's an amazing aspect. He also said, a young child should play for 7 years, learn the Quran for 7 years, and then learn what is allowed and forbidden for 7 years. So many aspects that we're taught of. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, teach your children to swim, to throw, and to shoot. So it's a balanced life of emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental states. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, continue to talk to your children, lest those who transgress and disobey get to them before you. How many times have we allowed them to sit in front of the television and allowed that to talk to them instead of us, because either we're too busy in our lives or we haven't noticed that life's going by and our children really do need us. Inshallah, from tomorrow we will start off with conception. We'll start off right at the beginning and look at the different aspects that are required in tarbiyat-e awlad. One of the most fulfilling aspects of life. You know, there's a hadith which talks about how there was a man who never wanted children before. And he once went to Hajj, and when he was in Arafah and he climbed the mountain there, he saw a child who was praying so much, was raising his hands, and he was going, Ya Allah, walidati, walidati, oh Allah, my parents, he's praying for his parents. He comes to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and he says, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, show me a dua, I want children. And Imam said, what made you change your mind? And he said, that child, you know, a child is the fruit of the heart. A child is something absolutely amazing. There is nothing to beat the value of a child. So many ahadith about it, and inshallah we will go into them. But that child can only be valuable if we treasure them and we teach them in the right method. We did a survey some years ago and we were asking mothers whose children were at various stages in their life what they wanted. Their initial reaction was, if they're very young, they would say, I want him to talk or walk or get into the right school. If they were a little older, they would say, oh, I want him to get through his GCSEs or whatever the exams may be. And then if they were older than that, the parents would say, I want him to get married and settle down, and the whole range. But with deeper thought, if you ask them, what do you want for your children? Then if you really think at the whole picture, then in essence, you want to see your children in Jannah. And elaborating further, you want your child to reach their full potential. You want them to have Jannah on earth and in the Akhirah. That is the real dua of a parent. But the dua must be accompanied with action. And inshallah, over the next few days, we will look at various aspects that we can all learn from. Before I end, may we raise our hands in dua and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give the tawfiq to us to be better parents, and to give the tawfiq to our children to strive for the right things in the right ways. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. My Rabb, make me one of those who establish salah and of my children to be the same. ربنا وتقبل دعاء. Oh my Rabb, accept our du'as.